mind games to that work. Here's something that's practically guaranteed. Take her fishing. Okay, stop screaming. I know what you're thinking, but by now you should recognize that you probably don't know what I'm thinking, so let me tell you. I'm talking salt water or fresh water, get in a boat, worms and tackle and shit. I'm talking about mental fishing. What's that? Here's the scoop on a simple trick. Act a little moody. You're not mad. You're not depressed. Oh, no. It's nothing you did, honey. No, I'm okay. Blah, 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 fucking blah. Women love a mystery, especially one that has to do with feelings and emotions. All dames think they're super psychologists and they can cure any mental ailment with just a pinch of love and understanding. So you act as if something is bothering you. It's not the end of the world. It's just a minor distraction, something nagging at the edges of your world, etc. Of course, this is a variation of the crisis option. And here's where the variation comes in. Feel free to team up the two tactics, by the way. That works great, too. Slowly, you let her pull your problem out of you. It can be something real or just some bullshit you made up. It really doesn't matter. Women don't really want to help us with our problems. They just want to make themselves feel better by thinking they've done something for us. Just like the liberals who keep pouring money into city schools that have been proven to ruin children's lives and who fight against the vouchers that have been proven to save children over and over, women don't give a damn if the results pan out. They just want to feel good about themselves. So after they have your problem out in the open and they've, over it for a while. Let them know that, wow, I do feel better. Gosh, honey, you really are the best. The stupid bitch congratulates herself for having solved her problem. She preens because she's so smart and wonderful and caring. And on top of that, she comes away feeling smug because she obviously knows so much more about you than she did before. Now she can relax and be even more comfortable around you. After all, she knows exactly what makes you tick, doesn't she? Well, who cares as long as the blowjobs are long and slurpy, right? Trick number two is a simple one, easy to remember and easy to use. In fact, it should be the easiest thing in the world for guys to do, but, well, let's not worry about why we don't do it. Let's just get down to what it is. For some reason, most men have a problem with using a woman's favorite word around them. They'll use it when talking about her or thinking about her, but not when they're actually talking to her, when it would count the most. Now you ask, there is one word that is the favorite word of all women? Well, what could this magic thing be? How could there be one universal sound that all women will respond to? This sounds impossible. It's not really. In fact, it's unbelievably simple. The magic word all women are waiting for men to use when they talk to them is that individual woman's name. Yep. Believe it or not, men just never use a woman's name. And women seem to be damn sick of it. We think it's so cute to call women sweetie or cupcake or baby, whatever. So much so we don't take into consideration how they feel about it at all. And trust me, if you want to cut through the bullshit barriers between you and your babe's beeve, you'd better remember her name once in a while. Once the female decides you should have pet names for her and for each other, fine. Give her one and use it. But only use it in private, in public, especially in front of her friends and family and the such. Calling her name makes it seem as if you actually respect her. Calling her baby, for instance, in front of her parents, just makes her remember how much she hates being called a baby by them, and of course also gets the parents angry, because who the fuck are you to cut in on their private domain? It's a small thing, I know, but getting women to do what you want is like training circus cats. Big cats. Lions. Treats and whips, man. Treats and whips. Putting on the moves. Physical contact. All right, we discussed the kiss barrier. What do you think? Is that the only one? I know none of you are stupid enough to fall for that one. Of course, women have 10,000 barriers they constantly throw between us and what we want. Here are two ways around most of those mental walls of Jericho. First off, you have to remember that they do have a point in putting these barriers up. We can be scum, you know, according to their point of view. Remember, they only have one thing of value, really. Their ability to please us sexually. They don't have another thing going for them. We can cook our own food and wash our own clothes. We can manipulate brooms, vacuums, dishwashers. When it comes down to it, we can masturbate or fuck other guys in the ass too. But fucking guys up the ass is, well, I don't know about you, but definitely not my thing. As for masturbation, it relieves the problem temporarily, but it doesn't do for us what sex does. And what is it that sex with a woman does that nothing else can do? It tells us we're in charge, that we're complete, that we're men. There used to be 1,000 ways for boys to become men. Up until a very short time ago in human history, there were unknown places to explore, savage places to enter, wild peoples to test oneself against. It was okay to get into fights. There were animals to kill. You could smoke a cigarette. Now the world wants you to bow down to it at all times. You can't even hurt a rat. How dare you even think of owning a gun or protecting your home? Criminals have rights too. Fighting is bad. Why can't you work out your problems peacefully? Smoking hurts you. It's bad. Don't drive fast. It's bad, too. And don't eat red meat. The politically correct forces out there don't want you to touch women either. To them, two men kissing each other in public is wonderful. It's a positive reinforcement of the joys of diversity. But if you want to kiss a girl, well, first you better get her to sign a release form before you try any disgusting shit with her. The world is against us. And they're stacking the deck with more of their cards every day, which is why you have to know the tricks. Okay, these motherfuckers don't want you to touch a woman in any sexual way. Hey, wouldn't dream of it. No way. Not me. Of course, I might touch her shoulder, like that's okay, isn't it? I could take her by the arms gently to guide her to her seat. That would be okay, wouldn't it? You bet your fucking ass it would be. These days, what you have to do is get a woman relaxed at your touch. She needs to come to expect it, to not only not resist it, but to like it and want it, and to feel deprived when your gentle, strong hands aren't there for her. What you're doing every time you stroke her hair, kiss her hand, brush her fingertips to give her something, is to break her resistance to the touch of your flesh against hers. You're blending your energies, getting her electrical field not only used to yours, but dependent on it. Most women are energy vampires. They suck heat and energy out of men without even knowing it. So despite the propaganda they've had their heads filled with, they are desperate for the touch of men. And the more of it you can give them, the more you break down the barriers they have against male contact, drawing them specifically to you. And the easiest, most surefire way to make certain they never stop seeking male contact from you is to give them foot massages. Also, don't think you have to be at home to do this. You can, and they will let you do this anywhere, anytime. Say you're in a restaurant or the movies and your date slips her shoes off. Instead of making some juvenile crack about her stinking up the place, you should sympathize. If she has nice-looking heels on, hey, she wore those for you, didn't she? Appreciate it. Comment on it. Feet sore? Hey, I understand. Then reach over and take up one of her legs. More male contact. Gently, and bring it up so you can rub her foot. If you think she's going to care, you're wrong. She's going to be impressed with your empathy, and of course she's going to be getting a foot massage, which is the greatest thing in the world to a woman. If she doesn't give you the easy opening of taking off her shoes, do it for her. At the slightest sign that she looks tired or that her feet hurt, offer that foot massage. Even if she resists, hates the idea, is too embarrassed to ever think of doing such a thing in public, you will have scored massive mental points. And don't forget my sympathetic, empathetic friend. There are such things as back rubs, too, and shoulder massages, and hand rubs, yes? Hand rubs. In this modern world, people's hands get horribly overworked. Let a woman know how sensitive you are, how much you care, how much you're thinking of her. Hand rubs are something 9,999 men out of 10,000 have never even heard of, let alone would consider offering to a date. And it's the best possible thing you can do because, as we all know from science class, the greatest concentration of human nerve endings are in the hands. Huh. Wow. Here, let me massage your hands. Let me soothe and rub and ease the pain from those massive bundles of nerve endings, letting them send billions of electronic messages to your brain that I'm the greatest man on the face of the planet and that you should do everything in your power to hang on to me. Or, as they say in soccer, goal! Bagging your trophy. The phone number. All right, my merry men, here's a hot one. This next bit of advice is a tip on how to get all kinds of things out of women that you're after. This one works 99.99% of the time. Of course, once again, like everything else I've been telling you, it's got to be done with confidence. If you've got your mojo going for you, this little piece of information is going to make everything else that much easier to pull off in your favor. Okay, buddy, so you've decided that you want some woman's phone number. Great. So, what exactly do you do? Well, up until now, you've gone to her, probably screwing on your most friendly, most subservient face and asked for it, nice and polite, right? Oh, don't shit me. You know damn well I'm right. Why? Because that's how we all start out doing these things. Every guy, every one of us, we all start out playing the fucking woman's game and not our own. Well, this is about alpha seduction, about how to get what you want from the women of your dreams. Doesn't give a shit what they want. Once again, you've got to put some attitude into these things. It only takes a simple shift. But with confidence, you can make that shift work. So, what are you supposed to do when you want some girl's phone number? I'll tell you what. You just tell her to give it to you. Where's the shift? It's in the fact that you're not asking for her phone number, you're telling her to give it to you. Get the idea now? Stop asking for permission. Stop holding your breath in anticipation. Stop waiting for the little deer to tell you this or that is okay. Oh, all right, I guess you can go ahead and finally kiss me now. You can take me to this place. You can hold my hand. You can have my phone number. You can buy me this particular thing. You can cut your fucking balls off and chew on them for my amusement. Fuck that shit. Fuck asking. Remember the words of Yoda, man. Do. There is no try. You have simply got to stop thinking about them and their goddamn feelings. Fuck what they want and start focusing on what you want. Don't you get it yet? Women do not want to make decisions. That's just shit that's been foisted on them by the progressive and liberals, the same people that think that school children should be learning about lesbian poets and how to put condoms on bananas rather than, oh, say, how to read and write. These are the people that are running this country from the scary fringes. They are the ones turning our public schools into jokes while they fight to make certain people who want kids who are more useful than doorstops from getting them out of the system. These are people who don't want criminals punished, but who want to make certain you're not allowed to defend yourself from them. And these are the people who are ever ready to tell the world what a fucking piece of dog shit you are just because you have a penis and want to stick it in a vagina. Oh, you monster, you. These are your enemies, and every time you leave their sorry-ass bullshit brainwashing in the gutter and act like a real man, you're striking not only a blow for yourself, not only for men everywhere, but for your sons and all the boys yet unborn. And trust me, this goes way beyond getting phone numbers. This is how you have to train yourself to think all the time. You want to go out? You tell the woman you want to go out with, hey, put on some nice pumps and look wild because we're going out tonight. You don't ask, you tell. Period. From this day forward, do you understand? From this goddamn day forth, you do not worry about what they want. You do not worry about offending them. You do not worry about anything except what you want. What you want. Now, get a clue. We're not talking rape. We're not talking about smacking women around. That's for losers. Idiots who are still hiding in the heterosexual closet. They're the ones that pull that shit. Real men don't have to do anything like that. Real men are miles above any kind of petty crap. You have to reach down into yourself and find your confidence. It doesn't come from how many women you take to bed or how many times you get your dick sucked. It doesn't come from people telling you you're great. It comes from your own knowledge, your own unshakable belief that you are a man. It's as simple as that. Are you a man or not? Are you? Then start acting like one. No judgment calls here. If you should be out sucking dicks of your own, then that's what you should be doing. I can't tell you who or what you are. No one else can. Understand? No one else can tell you who or what you are. Only you can do that. It's not easy to be a man these days. Not a real man. Not one who can stand up to the constant, the never-ending barrage of media attacks on masculinity and never, never buckle under the pressure. But if that's what you want to be, then be it. Be one. Be what you are. Be a man. Be a man. Don't be a woman. Oh, God, you're asking, what now? I can hear it. You're thinking, you just yelled at me for the last 3 pages about being a man. Okay, Gary, okay, I'll be a man. Jesus, give it a rest already. Okay, yeah, I know. I know. I admit I just went a little overboard last chapter, but there was a reason. You see, it was information I had to give you, and I figured by this stage you were ready for it. What I'm saying is the only way you're ever going to get what you want from a woman is to be the man they want. Let me explain. Plenty of surveys have proved over the years that women don't want wimps. They want strong, centered, take-charge guys. Guys like you. And guys like you are men, not women. Now, I know you're probably thinking that I've lost my mind, but trust me, I swear I haven't. This really is a new subject. Let me explain further. First off, do you know how to listen to a woman's problems? Do you know how to appreciate what she's going through? Do you know how to relate to the difficulties there are to being a woman in this day and age? If you do, then you sure must not be getting laid by anything but lesbians. What am I talking about? I'm talking about separating yourself from the feminine culture. Real men don't know anything about menstruation, and they don't care. Real men don't concern themselves with women's shit. Why should they? Do women try to meet us halfway on anything about being men? Fuck no. Understand this one right now, because this is one of the most important things you need to know in the battle of the sexes. Women don't give a damn about what's going on inside your head. In fact, what's going on inside your head is a fucking joke to them. You know the myths they hold on to for dear life? All men are stupid. All men are insensitive. They're not cultured. They're rude. Inappropriate. Blah, 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 fucking blah. They purposely ignore everything they can about us. At least the smart ones do. Yeah, the smart ones. A smart girl doesn't really want to know what makes a man tick. She just wants to know how to make him do what she wants him to do. The Wizard of Oz is a pretty fucking impressive guy until you look behind the curtain and you find out he's just an old fart with a bag full of tricks. Do you want to know how much of a woman is makeup and hair extensions and bra padding? Or do you just want to fuck? Yeah, I thought so. Makes it a lot less uninteresting at that point, doesn't it? Well, it works the same way for them. The more you know about women, the more you can understand their feelings and the crazy dingbat notions that bang around in their empty skulls, the more you are going to seem like another woman to them. So, like I said, unless you want to have sex with nothing but lesbians, stop watching Oprah and start being a man. It doesn't mean being inconsiderate. It doesn't mean being an idiot. It just means that you start ignoring their whining and silly attempts to be in charge. Think of women as children in these cases. Would you give a child the chance to make your decisions for you? Do you try to understand the nonsense children think up, or do you simply sit them down, tell them how things really are, and then get back to your beer and the game? I said it before, women love a mystery. Present yourself as cool, unknowable, and they'll be dying to figure you out. And to figure you out, you have to be around them. But present yourself as an understanding and caring person who's there for them. You become one of their girlfriends. And they don't tend to get sexually excited about the gals they go shopping with. So, new chapter, new information, and yet the exact same ending. If you want to get those blowjobs, if you want to get laid, if you want to be a man, then be one. Be what you are. Be a man. Be a man. Last call. More booty for your bag of tricks. Okay, I swear the lectures are over for a while. I'm starting to run out of space, and I still have a handful of tricks I want to give you. So let me get right down to business and just stuff this section with a crap load of final techniques for you to arm yourself with when you get out there on the great pussy hunt. Now, here's a good one. What is every woman's dream? You got any ideas? Has to be unique to be special. Yeah, believe it or not, that's all there is to it. So, what good is this to you? In other words, how can you use this information to your advantage? It's easy as pie, my friends. First off, this is not just every woman's dream. It's everyone's dream. Yeah, us too. Everyone wants to be special. Women understand this, and they use this info against us all the time. This is why you have girls telling half-assed, lame guitarists and poets that their work is godlike. This is why runts with arms as big around as broomsticks feel like they're the strongest guy on the beach, because women are pumping their heads full of bullshit, and like assholes, they're buying it. Well, if all is fair in love and war, then it's time for us to start doing the same thing. You've got to be subtle when you do this. You can't just outright lie. Tell a girl with a flat chest that she's got the biggest, baddest tits you've ever seen, and she'll know you're full of shit. But tell the same woman that you are so tired of all the silicone-injected bitches in this world, and that old French saying about anything over a mouthful is a waste. And she starts to feel special. At least in your eyes. Get it? Finally, someone sees her inner beauty. Finally, the man has come along who understands what is so special about her. Her eye color. God. Her eye color. God, how it sparkles. At least it does to you. Her haircut. You've always been attracted to that style. Okay, now remember, I said be subtle. If you start pouring on the banana oil every single time you get the chance, even Edith Bunker is going to catch on. So, when you can tell that she's throwing you a test, tell the truth. Be nice about it, but admit politely, yeah, I guess your thighs could use some work. And if she wants to go ahead and get outraged, you always have your perfect defense to fall back on. Hey, you wanted me to be honest, didn't you? Okay, more. You want to get a woman back to your place? It isn't as hard as you might think. First off, half the time they want to go with us. They're just waiting for you to get them there in some way that isn't insulting. The plain and simple truth, women want sex. They like it. They need it, and they will have it with you. To get a woman alone is no big deal. If she'll accept the date from you, no double date or friends along, happy horseshit, just the two of you somewhere together, that's alone. In this world today, two people out together are, as they say, alone in the crowd. Now you just have to get her alone in the dark. That's not so hard either. Remembering that she wants it, too, but that she's going to make a game out of things, you've got to get into the game. All women want is at least the pretense that you respect them. So give them what they want so that you can get what you want. Ask them how they'd like it if you cook dinner for them. This almost always works like a charm. Women love any kind of role reversal, and come on, guys, in this day and age with all the helper, instant, pre-packaged, frozen, etc. kitchen aids they have, there isn't a man alive who can't put together something that won't kill the two of you. Or you go get takeout and serve it up on a pretty plate. Jesus, you can feed yourself, can't you? You can feed her then. Or take an interest in some hobby of hers so that you can go back to her place. When she shows interest in something you own or do, whatever, seize on the moment and take her wherever you can to show that thing off. All women are doing in these situations is protecting their reputation. These days, this is mostly in their own heads, but what the hell difference does it make why they're doing it? The important thing is to understand what is happening. Another great tip? Music. Get yourself some good music and always be ready to get it on. Have it in the CD player when you get back to her place, just so you don't have to go fumbling for anything. Just click it on when you get inside, or tell her where the music is and let her pick it out while you get that dinner started. Her choice of music will tell you volumes about her mood. You've got her at your place. You have the right music on. So how do you get her clothes off so you can start forming the beast with two backs? God, man, by now I would think that I wouldn't have to tell you every little thing, but you fucking take them off her. You're the one making decisions, right? You're the one in charge. This is not a lecture. It's a reminder. You want those clothes off her. Take them off. But do it the way she wants you to do it. Slow. Sexy. Oh, Gary, how the hell do I do that, you say? Well, I'll explain. You're kissing her. She's into it. You reach up and undo the top button on her shirt. Just one. Slowly. 5 minutes later, you undo another. A few minutes later, you undo another. Sooner or later, that need for respect is going to kick in again, and she's going to ask you what you think you're doing, and you tell her, I'm undressing you. Now, this is where that cool confidence has to come in. You can't get flustered. You can't panic. And you absolutely cannot make demands. This is a game to you, a good time. If she protests, you just chuckle and laugh it off. If she asks what kind of girl you think she is, you tell her, I don't think you're a girl. I think you're a woman, a beautiful woman. Maybe I thought you... Well, never mind. If you're uncomfortable, and then you button one of them back up. What you have to remember is that what you want is for her to stay. If you just go back to kissing her and running your hands over her and massage, hey, okay, what's wrong with that? You want her to feel comfortable and to stick around, because the longer she's comfortable in your company, with your lips pressed against her lips, her neck, her ears, her throat, her hands on your shoulders, your hands on her waist, her breasts, her thighs. Hey, the more lubed she's getting for that moment when she's going to have to ride some cock. But only if you show patience and some cool. If she's the child, then you have to be the adult, right? Sooner or later, bad little girls always do what daddy wants them to do. The more you remind her that you're the one in charge, not by telling her, but by showing her, the safer she's going to feel. The safer she feels, the better for you. Okay, more and more. Let's get back to the music for a second. Here's an important tip that has to be broken out all on its own. It's a proven fact. Let's jump back to the music for a second. Here's an important tip that has to be broken out all on its own. It's a proven fact that if you put on music that a person listened to when they were a teenager, they'll start acting like they did when they were a teenager. And far more important than that, the back of their mind will kick in, and soon they'll start acting the way they did when they were a teenager. For most women, this means being even stupider and certainly more willing to fuck. So, if you can find out their favorite band from years ago, you're in. Now save yourself a lot of grief. Well, hey, your girls are already stupid and more willing to fuck, so stop complaining and go squirt a few up and down like a fire hose, you lucky teenage bastards. I've talked in a number of my audios about the importance of laughter and seduction. Having a sense of humor always helps, making them more comfortable, less afraid of you as a humorless authority figure, trust me. They want the authority figure, and they just want one they think is in all business. It's always a plus. One thing I've never mentioned before, however, is mimicry. In other words, acting as they act. Specifically, following their moves, making the same gestures, but strictly for laughs. If they laugh, great. If they snarl, say, hey, I was watching Dr. Phil today, and he said I should get in touch with my feminine side. At the least, she should snort that you are hopeless, but still see it as a joke. Again, if she gets offended at something as simple as this, you are probably a lot better off without this bitch, and should probably go hunting elsewhere. It is a big sea, and there are plenty of fish in it. Okay, just one more. And I'm fairly sure you'll see why I've saved this one for the last slot. This one is for when you're already having sex. See, I have faith in you. You've dropped an honor from on top. You've done her from behind. She straddled you and whipped your chest with her hair. And of course, she's painted the back of her throat eggshell white a dozen times a week for quite some time now. Indeed, the two of you are ready to get on to the next level, something kinky, something more. I'm not going to guess what it is you like or think you like or are just plain desperately nuts to try out. I don't care. That's your business. But if you want her to open herself up to something new, how do you get her to do it? That's right. You tell her you want her to. Well, whatever it is you want her to do, you just tell her. Or you ask. Again, don't start screaming. This is the one time you can ask her opinion. I mean, tell a woman she's going to accept you up the ass, and you might end up with a sheriff telling you to spread them. But when I say ask, I mean the cool, confident you is supposed to be doing the asking. Do you get it? No whining. No begging. No pleading. If she doesn't want your dick up her ass, oh well. You have to get her thinking about something before she's going to do it. If she's been thinking about getting fucked up the ass, maybe you telling her that's what you want or asking for it is all it will take. If she thinks that's the most hideous thing in five galaxies, then you back off. But you back off from the subject completely. You drop it. Again, coolly, confidently. And if she won't let it go, you tell her something like, "Hey, I told you what I wanted to try, and you said no. I respected your wishes. I don't know what you're making such a big deal over. And frankly, I don't want to know. I don't care if it was a bad experience for you in the past or if you're just afraid of trying something new. The reason isn't important. The fact you said no was enough for me. Now let's drop it." If you've been doing everything I said up until now, that should shut any woman up, no matter what a bitch she is. Because if you have been doing everything I've told you so far, you should have trained her to the point where not only will she say yes when you ask, but she should get her lipstick out and draw a target on her ass. Of course, you'll never know if it's possible until you try. End of the trail. Adios. Okay, guys, this is it. End of the line. I've already gone way over our time together, and I'm going to have to fight like a bastard to get this last segment on the audio, but it's worth it. So let me be brief here with a few last words of advice. You've got it all now. You've got a bag of moves that should get you everything you want. You've been drilled on how to smile at women, how to make eye contact, when and how to appear vulnerable, how to keep them interested in you, and all the rest. You have the tips on music and how to get them to your place to make them laugh. Everything. You also have far more than that. By now, what I really hope you have is an understanding of what you have to do to get yourself ready for this upcoming glorious battle of the sexes, where you damn well know you're going to come out the victor. Don't just read through this, skim out a few tips, and then go out and make a fool out of yourself, and then spend a year or two not getting any pussy and wondering what's wrong with poor little you. If there's something wrong with you, goddammit, you already know what it is. Fix it, for Christ's sake. If you're overweight, lose some. If you're too skinny, gain some. Do some exercise. Buy some new clothes. Learn how to keep them clean. Get a good haircut. Whatever is wrong with you, change it. Because deep down inside, you know you've got something working against you. It could be monumentally gigantic, like your mom fucked you up so bad you're one step away from being a serial killer. But chances are really good that it's just some minor thing you overlooked, because really, deep down, you just don't want to get hurt again. You're tired of fighting, and the world around you is constantly harping about how all men are shit, and it's pushed you to the fucking brink. Well, push back. Get mad as hell and just don't take it anymore. You see an ad for a product where the woman is all brains and the guy's a jerk. Don't buy that shit anymore. In fact, write an email or letter or get on the phone and tell that company that their advertising offends you. This is a war, my brothers, and the other side seems to have all the weapons. But really, they don't. Not as long as you have confidence. Confidence is the greatest defensive shield in the war of the sexes. Confidence can turn any female weapon and send it crashing back into the bitch that fired it at you. You've got to remember, pussy is just pussy. Every woman has one. It's no big deal. She's got one. You've got a plug. Equal footing. You ask for a date, she says no. Don't get that hangdog face. Fuck that. You give her a look that says, baby, what you're missing out on, I got no way to tell you. Women want men, but they want real men, brave men. A guy who won't stand up for himself, won't try, won't dare. What's brave about that? And again, I'm not telling you to turn yourself into some sort of action hero. And why not? Because he's not you. You're you. I'm telling you to be you, but to be the best damn you you can be. Be yourself. Just be your best self. It's as easy as that, guys. It really is. Stop being afraid. Stop asking permission for things. Be the man. Take charge. Show women you're not afraid to be a man. And more times than you'll believe it was possible, they'll stop being bitches and cunts and they'll start being women. And they'll do it for you. Right now, however, women, unfortunately, are in the driver's seat. You want to be in command? You want to be in charge again? You want your fucking car back? Then take it back. Be the man. Take charge. Plot the course of your destiny. Decide the destination your future is going to take you to, and then floor it. And don't look back. And the whole way there, don't ask for any directions. Fuck it. You know where you're going.